As a reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team. A wild game up on Long Island as your team pulled out a 45-38 win in overtime over the Seawolves. Complete a sweep of your three-game road trip. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance in that game.
Well, like you said, it was a wild game. Third road trip in a row, and it was back and forth. We overcame a lot of adversity. A lot of it was self-imposed. We didn't protect the football very well. We put it on the ground quite a few times with fumbles and had a number of opportunities to extend a 10-point lead to 17 in the second half. And every time we broke a long run deep in the red area, it seemed like we coughed the ball up. We put it on the ground five times on the stats, but I counted seven, and we've got to do a lot better job in that area. We did run the ball very well, about 330 yards, and held them to about 118, and did a great job on third down, 11-16, and won overtime decisively. But the way the game was going, we were doing everything really to give Stony Brook an opportunity to come away with the win. And I think the good thing coming out of it for us is to have that kind of adversity and win a close game, which has been a little bit of an issue here, last season. So I think it will give our guys just some added confidence, but we have a lot to clean up for sure.
Got several questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So talk about your offensive line. The last 2 weeks, 665 yards on the ground, 1,068 total offense. What are you seeing out of this unit right now against what have been two probably more of the physical teams that you faced thus far this year?
Well, Damian Robolewski does a great job with our line. I thought, coming out of spring, we had a chance to have a really good line. We're starting to play well, very physical up front. That includes the tight ends also. We have a number of guys that have a number of starts under their belt. And, we're winning the one-on-one battles, and, we're blocking the right guys. The backs are doing a good job of hitting the creases. We're protecting the quarterback, fairly well right now also. So, when you got a good line, you got a chance to have a good football team. And, I think we can play better still, but we're improving every week, and, it's a strength.
Thank you, Coach.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey Kurt, how would you kind of evaluate Ben's decision making in the run game? It seems like every time he decides to pull the ball, he's able to take off and pick up a first down for you guys.
Yeah, he's done a good job in the pass game and the run game. A lot of his runs are passes where he's scrambling, for first downs. There's not many called quarterback runs really in the offense. There are some runs where he can pull the ball, and read the end man on the line of scrimmage. So, Ben's making a lot of plays. He's keeping us out of negative plays. For the most part, there were a couple on Saturday. But when you put the tape on, there's still, and he'd be the first to tell you, a lot of improvement yet that can be made. And that's the goal and the focus is, you're always trying to sort of play the perfect game. And I still think there's room for improvement, but there's no doubt about it that, Ben has done a great job with his legs and, bailed us out of some situations. And, right now that's why we're as productive offensively as we are, because we're doing a good job of running the ball and we're getting good quarterback play. And our pass game's been efficient.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Wayne Epps with Richmond Times.
Hey, Coach, you guys have seen an uptick each of the last 2 weeks with five sacks each of the last 2 weeks. What do you kind of attribute that kind of increase in sacks to these past couple of games?
Well, we're good up front, and, sometimes the sacks occur with blitzes, sometimes they don't. But, we've got good players up front, and, we're just beating guys in pass pro, and, You know, I think against D-line, it was a little bit of a mismatch, our D-line against their offensive line. And we got some key sacks at the end of the Stony Brook game, you know, and, you know, I hope it continues.
Okay, and then coming off, you know, a game like this past Saturday, what do you hope your team learns from, you know, a matchup like that, you know, a tight game? You mentioned, of course, it wasn't pretty, but what do you hope they learn from a game like that, especially going, you know, against a – you know, not a tough matchup this Saturday against Villanova.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, it was our third game in a row on the road against a team that had won 12 in a row at home. So, you know, it was a good win. But there were a lot of self-imposed errors in that game, a lot of things we have to tighten up. And I think that's the number one message is we got to tighten up our game, the details of our assignments, and execute better. Protect the ball better. There's things defensively we got to do better, special teams too. But it should also give us confidence that, you know, when we're in close games that we're going to find a way to pull it out, because you're going to be in close games. And, you know, if you want to be a good team, you got to be able to win those close games. So I think that's going to give us a confidence level. And also our guys, I think, are going to really be excited to get back home. You know, it's been a long 3 weeks. I was concerned that the team was a little tired last week. It was extremely hot here for practice. We played two games in the heat. And I could just detect in the organization, I was very concerned about this game going in, that there was a little bit of fatigue. And so I think coming back home this week is really going to help us.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Christian, you mentioned in the defensive line and some of the sacks late in the game. With John Daka in particular, there was one on the final drive regulation where he just pushed over the right tackle and, you know, gets back in the backfield there. What kind of playmaker is John, and how beneficial is that, having that kind of cornerstone on your line?
Oh, he's a great speed rusher. I mean, John Daka's really twitched up. He's got great get-off. He really runs fast. So, you know, he's a good pass rusher. And, you know, he's played a lot of football, and he's improving every week. You know, his consistency is improving. He still is in the wrong gap occasionally. There's still some things we have to clean up. But, you know, when you have him on one side and Rondell on the other, Mike Green on the defense side, you know, you've got the potential to create some issues for an offensive line.
Thank you.
Kurt, were you surprised at all at the 45-38 score? Obviously, it was two prolific offenses, but also two defenses that have been, you know, very strong throughout the year. Were you surprised at the way the game went, especially in the first half?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you would have thought it maybe it'd be a little bit lower scoring game when you look statistically at it. But, you know, we had a lot of big plays on offense, but you know, we put our defense in a hole, too. You know, we had a lead there in the second quarter. First play of a series, we fumbled the ball on about our own 15, which led to a short score for them. They also fumbled the first play of the game. Mike Green did a great job of stripping the running back. We got the ball on about the 10 or 12 and, you know, went in and scored. So there were two quick ones there. And, you know, again, yeah. Yeah, I was surprised a little bit. It was that high score.
Yeah. Well, speaking of high scoring, you obviously face a Villanova team that's also put up quite a few points this season with their quarterback Daniel Smith having a big year. As you started to look a little bit at Villanova, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
I mean, Mark's done a great job of retooling that program. I know he made some changes, and, you know, the offense is excellent. I mean, the scheme is very, very good. The line is really good. The quarterback is playing great. You know, he can throw it. He can run it. The back is different. I mean, he's a big-time player, and I know he went out against Wyndham Mary, and obviously everybody's trying to find out his status. The receivers are good. You know, defensively, there's a new coordinator. He's made some adjustments to their scheme. But they got good players. I mean, their corners, their D-backs are really good. They're good up front. They're backers. This is a really good football team, and, I mean, we're going to have to really play well and clean up some of these mistakes we made last week to have a chance to win.
I know we talk about this with a lot of the coaches and with the quality of this league. How big, and I know you touched on a little bit with Wayne, but to play back-to-back games against nationally ranked teams, how hard to get back up, and do that week after week?
I don't think it's going to be a problem this week because we're coming back home. Last week, in my mind, was the trap game because, we'd gone to Chattanooga. It was really hot. We went to Elon. Obviously, our guys were geared up for that one. It was really hot. It was really hot at practice. This Stony Brook game, I was very concerned going in because they're a really good football team, and they proved to be a really good football team. So, I think we've learned our lessons. We made it through that three-game stretch on the road. I think our guys are I'm expecting us to have a great week.
All right, Kurt. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob. Thank you.
All right. Take care.